This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, there's always an odor. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married to a man that works hard and he plays hard. He's the king of his castle and he does the cooking and cleaning at the house. Me being the queen that I am, I let him do what needs to be done, but there are times that he needs help with some things. He's a country boy and he fries bacon early in the morning. He eats sardines. He likes chitterlings for the holidays and he likes to hunt and will bring home whatever he's killed after it's treated, and he'll cook that too. My husband usually smells like a hot mess. My house usually smells like a hot mess with his stinky food. Then there's the fact that he doesn't shower after he's been in there cooking all day. I have to tell him that he better not touch our bed before he washes his body and his hair. The other night, he had my sheets smelling like a smoker because he got in bed after slow cooking a brisket. He's always in need of a scrub down, and I do not mind helping him get clean in the shower so he won't smell so manly. He's proud of his smells and his stinking food. He smokes cigars, and he started back smoking weed. I'm telling you, he can't do anything without a strong smell attached to it. Imagine how his favorite combat-style boot smell after he's been working hard in them all day. It's like nothing to him because he leaves them in the kitchen by the door instead of leaving them in the garage. After 12 years of marriage, it's hopeless. I want to give him an ultimatum to be more aware of his cleanliness, but I don't want to be mean. He really is a sweet man, but there's always an odor. If this is my only complaint, do I sound silly to be so irritated by this, or can I tell him to do better? Well, yeah, you can tell him to do better, and this might be your only complaint, but this is a major, major complaint. Come on now. You said he does the cooking and the cleaning. Well, maybe you need to start cooking and especially cleaning since you can't do this, not even if it's your husband. So you're saying he's a great guy, but he stinks. That's what you're saying. You can't do this. Cleanliness and smells, it's just a deal breaker. A bad smell, it's just a deal breaker for me. It should be for you and everyone else. You gotta be clean. Why would you want to mix with somebody else's? I don't understand that. And yes, again, you can tell him whatever you need to tell him. He's your husband. You got a voice. You got to let him know, baby, I love you. You're a great man. We've been married for 12 years, but you got to clean yourself up. We got to clean this house up, get these smells out of here. It's all too much. And don't even think about sounding silly to be so irritated by this. Yeah, you could tell him to do better, and he needs to do better. Tommy? Ugh.
There's always Clorox. We're going to have to put some Clorox everywhere in order for us to get through the drama that we're going through. I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to close my eyes and just try to imagine all the nasty that you done laid out for us. We got bacon going. We got sardines and chitlins going. All them three things right there. Have you ever had all that cooking at one time? Sardines, bacon, chitlins.
Too much.
That's a lot. The kitchen has absorbed a lot right there already. All right? Then we got stuff heat and kill. Now, Carl and Shirley, That what that mean? Outside, we got a deer hanging out there. He dead. Yep. You know that, don't you? Mm-hmm. We got a couple raccoons out there. They dead. Okay. We finna cut them up, and they finna be something to eat. So we can, you know, we gotta clean that up. We got, don't get me wrong, we got a hog out there. The hog dead. We waiting to eat him. Yeah. We got all this dead rope, all this dead kill laying out there that's just stinking too. So now the whole patio tore up. Y'all understand this? This is all the stuff we got around this house. Y'all gotta understand how we living. We living in the woods, evidently. We are living in the woods. Okay?
No neighbors.
Now he brings his nasty behind the bed. Now the sheets smell like a smoker. You understand? Keep in mind what we're doing. We done stunk up everything. On top of all this, he got the nerve to fire up some weed and a cigar. What is we doing? You got too many. You do too much. Either you're going to smoke cigars and sit down, or you're going to be a hunter and sit down. You can't be a chef, hunter, smoker. You can't be all these things. You got to pick one so we can figure out how we can fix that problem. We got too many problems. Now, listen, these boots.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put these boots. I'm not even up for these boots being in the garage. I'm not. These boots need to be on the back of his truck. And when he get ready to go somewhere, he reach back there and grab them boots. But them boots don't need to come in the garage or the house. But you got a nasty man. Because, see, now you're talking about you don't mind getting in there in the shower washing him. He don't even know how to wash himself. This is the problem. You got a nasty man. And then you got the nurse saying he's a nice guy.
Great guy.
It's a lot of nice, nasty men. But don't nobody want them at their house.
No.
You got a nasty man. You got to really make a decision. Do you want to live the rest of your life like this? Because guess what? He not going to change his nasty for you.
Hasn't in 12
years.
Embraced.
he been nasty for 12 years.
12 years.
Ain't nothing changed. These sardines been the same. Them chitlins been the same. Them chitlins should have been a dead giveaway. Who's eating that every day?
No, just for the holiday.
And guess what? Let me tell you something about them chitlins. They ain't clean. You know he ain't clean them. You know they not clean.
All right, hang on, nephew.
If you sleeping with him, there's something wrong with you.
We'll have part two of the strawberry response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's strawberry letter subject, there's always an odor. Right there, I'm out. We'll be back with more right after this.
Nice.
All right, guys, it's time to recap today's strawberry letter. This subject is there's always an odor, and right there has turned a lot of people off. This woman is married to a man that she says works hard, plays hard. He's a king of his castle. He does all the cooking and cleaning in his house. They've been married for 12 years. She calls herself a queen, and she lets him do what needs to be done. Well, according to the title, what needs to be done is get these odors out, clean yourself up. She says he comes to bed sometimes smoking. The bed smells like a smoke house because, you know, I guess he doesn't wash before he gets to bed. She has to get in the shower with him and help him shower and clean up and everything. He's a grown man. They've been married for 12 years. He had her sheets smelling like a smoker. His shoes smell horrible. His combat boots smell terrible. He smokes cigars. He just started smoking weed. He cooks chitlins in the house, bacon every morning, which is nothing wrong with that. But come on now, you got to let some of this stuff air out. She wants to know, she doesn't want to be mean, she says, because he's a really sweet man, but there's always an odor. So she says, if this is her only complaint, does she sound silly?
You don't smell sweet.
To be irritated by this, and she's asking us, can she tell him to do better? Junior, what you got?
Yeah. Y'all don't smell that? Y'all smell that?
Mm.
This whole letter stank.
Yeah.
It
does.
Look at all the stuff they didn't put in our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Brisket, chitlin, sardine. It stank now. I can smell it. And matter of fact, how big is he?
Why?
He too big to be cooking this much. It's brisket. It's sardine. It's chitlin. Do you know how much chitlins fill up a house? Everybody know chitlins fill up a house.
Why we don't eat them anymore?
That's why we don't eat these. How you washing him? You got to wash him? You ain't got no problem with this part? How big is he? You got to climb in the tub with him. This whole thing stank.
It does.
You know
it
how
does.
Much love I got to have? I'm telling you right now, if I got to get in the tub and wash my wife, I don't want the marriage no more.
But Junior, he smokes cigars. You smoke cigars.
It's cigars, yes. But the weed, the cigars, the brisket, chitlins, sardines alone.
Uh-huh. And don't nobody just start smoking weed. No. How you just throw this in the equation?
No. He started back smoking weed, she said. He started back. Oh. Yeah, started back smoking it. Yeah, she said he can't do anything without a strong smell attached to it.
Okay, for sure.
That's really something right there.
You gotta wash him, though.
I know.
It's not a kid.
I know.
We washing a grown man.
She gets in the shower, yeah, and washes him. Mm.
She gotta wash herself when she gets there with him.
Yeah. And they can't have much company. They can't because of all these smells.
Are
in
you
the
gonna
house.
Stay there?
No, Mm-mm. It's just the two of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know. Mm-hmm.
What?
You know, with ladies always miss the signs. When that man came down that aisle 12 years ago, that man smelled like them chitlins then. He did.
No way.
He smelled like them chitlins 12 years ago. What? He had all them smells on him when he come down that aisle. Uh-huh. He had them, Shirley.
Women like a good smelling man. No. Okay. We like a good smelling man.
I'm going to give you some people's names
clean
that
man.
Stink. There's some people's names that stink. Is his name Otis?
Junior, don't
Otis. Is his name Otis?
Otis. Otis got
I ain't never smelled a
smell.
Good smelling Otis.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Is his name Charles? Is it Charles?
Oh, that's Charles.
Does he breathe heavy? Because these are all people that stink that I know.
Oh, that your personal friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he got to have heavy breathing. This is a constant thing. This man got, he got to. He cooking too much.
But you know, Steve told us about his friend Onion Arms because he had an odor.
Okay.
Remember? Yeah, he grew up with a guy named Onion Arms. Yeah.
Is his name Dwayne?
Dwayne!
Okay. Yeah, so, okay. So
you have a friend, you're the only
one. I ain't smelled a good Dwayne.
I got a good Dwayne. We got a good Dwayne. Ooh. We got a good Dwayne. In our family, we got a good Dwayne.
He's cooking too much. It's too much stuff. He has to.
What you got, Carla?
I have a question. Okay, so Junior, are you finished? I didn't want to cut
you off. Go ahead. I'm done. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question. So is there a way that maybe he could cook all this stuff outside and not cook it in the house? And not have all those different odors in the house when he comes in, and maybe have that set up that way. Change the rules.
Not all the outside look like.
Well, so what? It's outside. Yeah, and not in the house.
I don't think he has a smoker itself inside the house because most people do that. Outside, right?
Right.
You smoke, yeah. So I don't think he has that in there, but those chitlins and
he
all that other
all that out. He need an outdoor kitchen.
Yeah.
That ain't no outdoor kitchen.
You and
look
a bathroom.
Like 1891. That looks like 1891. Yeah. You own a, this smell like a wagon trail. That's what this smell like.
It doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, do you know what bothers me? This is how much he cooking. This is how much wild game he got. Has y'all ever heard meat being treated? I have.
Oh, yeah.
Seen it.
That's true.
You got to treat meat?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
He got deers and hogs and all that.
Yeah. Deer.
Okay, so you have to treat that. Because all my chicken come from the stove. I never treat it.
Right,
I open the pack and put it in the oven. We treat it.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.